Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, a big surprise awaits the hate monger, Frank Hill, as he attempts to escape from justice and the Man of Steel with a blazing gun.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how would you like your appetite to wake up smiling in the morning, same as you do? Well, here's how. Just tuck this thought in the back of your head for a quick reference. You're going to have a bowl of crisp, golden toasted Kellogg's Pep for breakfast. Yes, sir, Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's so sunny and golden, what gives your appetite the old come-on every time. Each tender whole wheat flake is a treat to look at. Crunchy and toasty, really terrific. And talk about flavor. Kellogg's Pep is loaded with smooth sunshine flavor. No kidding, gang. Pep is just about the most delicious dish you'd ever want to taste. Good for you, too. Sure, your mom knows that. So keep on the sunbeam. Eat up every single spoonful of Kellogg's Pep in your bowl. Keep in mind that nowadays, the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls all over the world. So you wouldn't want to waste Pep. When mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make yourself a committee of one to help guard against waste. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Saved from certain death in the dark, tide-swept waters of the Metropolis River, young Jimmy Olsen and his rescuer, Superman, hurried to the penthouse headquarters of the so-called Guardians of America, the subversive, hate-mongering organization responsible for the attempt on Jimmy's life, as well as a dozen other acts of violence. Bursting into a room where Frank Hill, leader of the organization, was conferring with Carl and Eric, two of his henchmen, Superman demanded their surrender. But Hill, unaware that he was faced by the Man of Steel, pulled a gun and fired three shots point-blank. Expecting the bullets to bounce off Superman's impenetrable skin, Jimmy was unconcerned when the shots rang out. But then, suddenly, something startling happened. Oh. Superman moaned in pain, clutched at his stomach, and swayed unsteadily on his feet. Stunned, Jimmy was speechless. Not Frank Hill. Quickly, he barked an order.
Carl! Eric, he's hit! Grab him!
Not so fast, gentlemen! Let's see what happens when I knock your thick heads together like this!
Oh! Good heavens!
My, they sound hollow, don't they, Jim?
Oh, Superman, are you all right?
I'm fine, but these two specimens are out cold. Now, Mr. Hill, it's your turn.
Stand back! You can't fool me! You are hit!
Quite right. Two of the bullets struck me in the chest and the third in the stomach, but they bounced off.
I heard you moan. I saw you stagger and grab for your stomach.
Just a little act to draw off your two boyfriends. I was afraid if I went for you, they might go for Jimmy. Evidently, you don't know who I am.
I don't care who you are. You're not leaving this room alive.
Come again, Mr. Hill. And that, I believe, empties your gun. Yes, empty it is.
Incredible. Impossible.
Maybe you can figure it out while you're cooling your heels in jail.
No, you're not going to get me in jail. You've got nothing on me.
We've got everything on you, Hill. Everything, including the kitchen sink. Attempted murder, assault, arson, impairing the morals of minors, enough to send you behind bars for life. And on top of all that, we've got a little personal grudge to settle with you. We don't like people who push other people around. We don't like people who spread hatred and suspicion.
I was only trying to protect America from foreigners.
Go on. You know America was founded by what you call foreigners.
Right, Jim. Tell me, Hill, was it because you were trying to protect America that you told Muggs and his gang to set fire to Dave Hoffman's drugstore?
Hoffman's a Jew. The Jews are trying to run the world.
Hoffman's an American, regardless of his religious preference. Besides, as I recall, it was one of Herr Hitler's favorite lines. What about little Danny O'Neill? He's Catholic and comes of Irish parents, yet you had him beaten within an inch of his life.
That's a lie. I had nothing to do with it.
Of course not. Rats like you get others to do their dirty work. What about Dr. Leeds, a good Protestant minister? You almost succeeded in killing him. Is he a foreigner?
You forgot Rabbi Stone.
Yes, born and brought up in America, an honor student at college. Is he a foreigner?
I'm not talking.
You don't have to talk, Hill. The things you've done and the things you've tried to do speak for themselves. Jim.
Huh?
Use that phone on the desk and call Inspector Henderson. Tell him to send a patrol wagon up for these fine specimens.
Right, Superman.
In the meantime, open that safe for me, Hill. Chances are it contains some interesting documents concerning your activities.
I don't know the combination.
That's a lie. Open it before I break you in two.
Inspector Henderson,
please. I tell you I don't know the combination.
Would you like me to rip the door off?
You have no right to touch
Inspector,
that.
Is
that...
This is Jimmy Olsen. Yeah, I'm okay.
Hold it. Better let me talk to him, Jim.
Just a minute, Inspector. Superman wants to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim. Hello, Inspector. Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Jimmy and I are at the headquarters of that Guardians of America outfit. We've collared three of them, including the big
Superman,
shot.
Superman, Hill's trying to get away.
Hold it, Inspector. No, you don't, Hill.
Let go of me.
I'll let go with this.
Jeepers, you knocked him cold.
Unfortunately, he'll live. Hello, Inspector. Sorry for the interruption. No, nothing important. Frank Hill, the leader of this rat's nest, decided he wanted to take a nap, and I had to rock him to sleep. Yes, now they're all asleep. I suggest you get a patrol wagon over here as soon as you can. The number is 250 Willow Drive, the penthouse apartment. What's that? Oh, you did? Oh, well, fine. Yes, we'll be here. Right. So long. Well, Jim, he rounded up the gang at the pool room. He's got them all at headquarters.
Well, mugs, too?
Uh-huh. Now, I suppose you and I take a look at that safe while we're waiting.
Oh, how are you going to get it open?
One guess.
Oh, boy, I don't want to miss this.
It isn't much of a safe. It's more like a sardine can. Well, here goes. That door should rip off its hinges pretty easily.
Jeepers. You tore it open like a paper bag.
There's a lot more in it than you'll ever find in a paper bag. Look at those stacks of money.
Must be $1 million there.
Not quite, but there's enough. Now, let's see what's in this brown manila envelope. This looks interesting.
Oh. More money?
No. No, it's papers of some kind.
Anything interesting?
I don't know yet. We'll find out in a minute. Here, hold the envelope, will you, Jim?
Okay.
Now, let's see what we have here. What? Great Scott.
Well, what is it?
Jim, we've stumbled on something amazing. Call Inspector Anderson back while I look through this stuff. Tell him to have all the kids in that pool room gang in his office. I want them all on hand when we bring Frank Hill in. I've got something to tell them and something to show them.
What has Superman found in the manila envelope? We'll be back in a moment to find out and to learn a startling thing about Frank Hill. So keep listening.
Say, gang, what's your favorite word for describing something that you think is pretty swell? Do you say neat, keen, super terrific? Well, line up a whole bunch of those words, gang. You'll need them to describe this week's Pep Dish of the Week. It's called a Pep Jamboree, and here's how it goes. You pour out your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep the Sunshine cereal and top it all over with mixed fruit cocktail and a little of the sweet syrup. Pour on milk. And you have a Pep Jamboree, colorful to look at, terrific to taste. Believe me, you'll have a jamboree with that dish, where those crunchy, golden toasted flakes of Kellogg's Pep are so good, you can't miss. Before you know it, you'll polish off every tasty spoonful in your bowl. And nothing could be smarter, especially nowadays, when we don't want to waste cereal. Because whole wheat is one of the cereal grains picked out to go to fellas and girls all over the world. So get hep to pep, gang. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure it's not wasted. Handle with care is the idea if you pour your own cereal and eat up every bit you pour out. Just remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Our scene is now Inspector Henderson's office at police headquarters. Crowded into the room are the 10 boys who were members of the juvenile gang working for the Guardians of America. Frank Hill and his two henchmen, recovered from the Superman sleep treatment, Henderson and three of his police captains, Jimmy Olsen and Superman himself. Standing at one end of the room, holding some papers in his hand, Superman begins talking.
Muggs, I want you to step forward. Since you were the leader of this gang, you can speak for all of them. Come on. All right. That man standing over there, Muggs, the man who calls himself Frank Hill. He was the one who gave you your orders, wasn't he?
I don't know.
You never saw him because he talked to you from behind a curtain, but you heard him speak. Now, you just heard his voice again. Do you recognize it?
I don't know.
All right. We'll tackle it another way. Have you any brothers, Muggs?
Yeah, one.
How old is your brother?
26.
Was he in the Army during the war?
No, in the Navy.
Where is he now?
He's in a hospital. He lost a leg.
I see. Any of you other boys have brothers or fathers in the Army or Navy? Raise your hands if you did. You in the green shirt.
My father got killed in the Army.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, the rest of you put your hands down. We've got enough. The only reason I asked you whether you had brothers or fathers fighting in the war was to prove something to you. These papers I'm holding in my hand were taken out of the safe in Frank Hill's office. One of them shows that Hill was a draft dodger. That while your brothers and fathers were being killed and wounded, he stayed behind and lived off the fat of the land. And you know what he was doing all during the war? He was a German spy. In fact, his name isn't even Frank Hill. His real name is Franz Hiller. And that's the man who told you he was trying to protect America. The man who organized the Guardians of America. The man who tried to stop decent Americans like Dave Hoffman and Dr. Leeds and Father Sheehan and Rabbi Stone from doing something for America. Franz Hiller, who tried to double-cross America while your brother Muggs was losing his leg fighting for America.
That dirty rat, I ought to kill him.
You don't have to worry about him now. The America he told you he was guarding will take care of him and see to it that he does no more harm. But remember this as long as you live. Whenever you meet up with anyone who is trying to cause trouble between people, anyone who tries to tell you that a man can't be a good American because he's a Catholic or a Jew, a Protestant or whatever, you can be pretty sure he's a rotten American himself. Not only a rotten American, but a rotten human being. Don't ever forget that.
Honest, Miss Lane, it would have done your heart good to hear Superman tell those kids a thing or two. I thought they were going to tear that guy Hiller into 100 pieces. And you know what?
What, Jim?
After they took Hiller out of Inspector Henderson's office, Muggs made a speech to the kids and told them that to make up for all they'd done, they had to go out and raise money to help build Unity House. How do you like that?
Gee, that's fine, Jimmy. And I'm glad it's all over, but I really haven't time to listen anymore. I'm scheduled to make a speech at the opening rally for Henry Marshall tonight.
Oh, he's the district attorney, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's running for mayor against Martin Higgins, and he's got to be elected, Jim. Higgins is a corrupt politician supported by the gangster interest.
Oh, can I go along with you?
Sure, all right. We better get going in a few minutes. We can stop off and have a bite somewhere.
All right.
Oh, excuse me, Jim.
Sure.
Lois Lane speaking.
Miss Lane?
Yes?
I'm just calling to tell you that if you don't want to get hurt, you'll stay away from that Marshall rally tonight.
What's that?
You heard what I said. Stay away from that Marshall rally or you'll get hurt and hurt bad.
An unidentified voice and a cryptic warning. Will Lois heed the warning, or will she attend the rally for Henry Marshall, the honest, gang-busting candidate for mayor of Metropolis? Fellows and girls, this is the beginning of a new Superman adventure, even more exciting than the one just concluded. So don't miss tomorrow's episode, when Lois and Jimmy find themselves involved with people who stop at nothing, not even murder. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Hey, how about being a pal to your dog like he is to you? Sure, do him a good turn. Treat him to Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. Why, it beats all how many dogs give Grow Pup the glad eye. It's so full of meaty flavor, and there are 3 different kinds to pick from. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. And you can give your dog the kind he likes best because they all have what it takes to help keep him right on the beam. For lots of muscle, for strong bones and teeth, ask mother to base your dog's diet on Kellogg's Grow Pup every day. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.